Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Recent comments from the Federal Reserve indicate lower interest rates are on the horizon. What does that mean for our state, where business is already booming? Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and we have him on the phone. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to be here.
So how do you feel about lower interest rates on the horizon here in South Carolina?
Well, I think lower rates are almost certain to happen in September when the Fed meets again. We are seeing an uptick in the unemployment rate as a result of a tapering of job growth in 2024. And one way we can see that is that the unemployment rate itself has increased from 3.0% in January to 3.9% today. And that's because as people continue to come into the labor market and look for work, it just takes them longer because we aren't creating jobs as fast in 2024 because the labor market has been cooling. So I think we will see a rate cut in September, and that will help to stabilize labor markets. And from an industry perspective, will also help to stimulate housing and manufacturing, both sectors that have seen some major pullbacks over the last year to year and a half.
Okay, so are you saying manufacturing here in our state has seen pullbacks?
Yes. Since 2022, we've seen a decline in manufacturing overall and a decline in housing sales activity. Housing has seen the biggest impact because when interest rates rise, that increases the cost of borrowing money, particularly on big ticket items. And so for consumers, the biggest ticket item that they buy is typically a house, but also you have to think about things like appliances and vehicles and other manufactured goods that also are affected by interest rate hikes because people typically borrow money in many cases for those items as well. So these high interest rates have led to a pullback in both sectors. And so as we begin to see a change in interest rate policy, that can positively affect both housing and manufacturing as we move forward.
And so we have indeed seen a manufacturing pullback, but factory construction continues to be strong here in our state.
Yes, overall construction has continued to do well. That's especially true on the residential side. And manufacturers, South Carolina still remains very competitive. And when we talk about a pullback in manufacturing activity, we're talking about a marginal pullback, not a major shift of activity. So in the short run, yes, manufacturing activity is down, manufacturing purchases are down, but looking at South Carolina more broadly from a competitive perspective, we are projected to see continued growth in the industry looking out 3 to 5 years. It's just over the last 12 to 24 months, we've seen some tapering and some pullback simply because interest rates have gone up and demand has tapered as a result of that.
Okay, and so the tight labor market then, likely to continue?
Yes, we've gone from an excessively tight labor market where we were a year ago to a tight labor market. So it's important to keep in mind that the labor market remains healthy, despite the fact that the unemployment rate has been going up, because the reason for that increase in unemployment is because people who are looking for work when they come into the state aren't able to find it quite as fast. So they are considered unemployed for longer while they are looking for a job. But job growth itself still remains positive, and it's gone from about 4% a year ago to about 3% today. So the labor market remains healthy, consumer spending remains strong, and this economy continues to be resilient. So what the Fed is trying to do is simply stabilize the pullback in the momentum of the jobs market. We want to keep job growth where it is now. We don't want to see it recede further, because if it were to recede further, then it could begin to impact consumer spending. So the economy is healthy today, and the Fed's goal is to keep it where it is right now and to continue the growth that we've seen. One other thing to keep in mind is that we don't yet know whether the Fed will cut rates by a quarter of a point or a half of a percentage point, but we'll get more insight on that later this week when the next jobs report comes out. And that'll really be the final piece of information that the Fed needs before they can make a decision when they meet later this month.
Well, Joey, as always, your time is appreciated. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Joey Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.